May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. In 1492, Christopher Columbus landed on the soil of America. And Christopher Columbus has been credited with discovering America. Now, Christopher Columbus may have landed on the edge of America, but I don't believe that Christopher Columbus really discovered America. And the reason I don't believe this is because never to my knowledge has anybody said that Christopher Columbus stood on the beautiful sandy beaches of the Gulf Shores. And nobody has ever told me that Christopher Columbus ever dipped his feet in the Mississippi River. And never to my knowledge did Christopher Columbus swim in the cool water of the Great Lakes. And not to my knowledge did Christopher Columbus ever feel the heat of the Arizona desert. He never played in the snow of Colorado. And Christopher Columbus, to my knowledge, never walked this wonderful blue grass of the Kentucky. He stood on the edge. He didn't discover. I think that same thing is true for many people where Jesus of Nazareth is concerned. They know the name of Jesus. They know that a man by that name lived on earth, born in a manger, died on a cross. But that limited knowledge only approaches the edge of this man, Jesus. And many of us simply stand on the edge. Because many of us have never really felt the power of Jesus. Many of us have never tasted the knowledge of Jesus. Many of us don't even know the wisdom of Jesus. Because we stand at the edge, keeping our distance from a man who we know can change and will change our life forever. We stand at the edge and we ask, who are you? Where are you staying? Where can I find you? We stand and ask, and every time Jesus says to us, come and see. But we don't come and see. We stand still at the edge out of fear. Because what scares us the most is not what we will find out about Jesus, but what Jesus already knows about us. All those dark recesses of our life, our pasts, all that stuff that we've got locked away in secure secret compartments. The stuff that we feel guilty about. The stuff we feel embarrassed about. Stuff we feel ashamed of. The stuff we are scared of because of the picture we've been given of Jesus. And that picture is that if we were ever to mention all those things about us to Jesus, we may be a lesser person to him. He may not love us as much. Or he may not love us anymore. So we stay on the edge. with our masks, our images. You know, our appearances, that we have it all together. Yet inside there's a deep and a great turmoil. So we stand in fear. And it's fear of ourselves. And Jesus stands with arms outstretched, beckoning us. Come. Come and see. Don't just see, but come and know me. Know what I came for and know who I came for. Because I didn't come for those false, shiny faces. I didn't come to comment on your goodness. I came for that which you're feeling guilty for, so I can take that away and you can live. I came for that which you feel embarrassed about, so I can take it away and you can live. And I came for that which you feel ashamed of, so you can lift up your head again and you can live. I came for the dark places of your life, to bring them to my light, and I will forgive you. You know, we stand at the edge, and not so much scared of Jesus, but by God, we're scared of ourselves. And the gospel is littered with the most wonderful words of Christ. Come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has made you well. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you. For you. And for many. For the forgiveness of sins. This Jesus, who John says this morning, is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus, with arms outstretched, says, come to me, because you know what? I know all your secrets. I know them. And I am here to forgive you. And let's be clear about the forgiveness of God. God does not keep a record. God does not store it away in some book that's going to be brought out later on to be discussed and talked about. There is no remission of sin, because God wipes the slate clean, takes it away, absolves it absolutely. If we stand at the edge, we only see Jesus from a distance. But that's not where Jesus wants us to stand. He wants us to discover him. To open all the places of our heart and our lives that he can give life to them. Because to stand at the edge is to miss the point. It's to miss the power. It's to miss the love. It's to miss the freedom and the joy. It's to miss the life. Jesus asks every single one of us who call ourselves followers. He turns to us and says, what are you looking for? He then tells us to come. Come and see. Come and see. Come and discover. But come. Amen.